This news story was written by Yvonne Wingate Sanchez and Blair Guild. Arizona's ballot is so long it could create election day problems. In a state plagued with deep distrust of elections, officials worry that the lengthy ballots will lead to long lines and inspire fresh disinformation. Phoenix. The ballot in Arizona this year is long, very long. In Maricopa County, home to a majority of voters, there are two pages, each measuring 17 inches long by 8.5 inches wide when fully unfurled, that are covered front and back in fine print with races, full lists of the presidential electors from four parties, judges seeking to retain their seats, and 13 statewide ballot questions on abortion, taxes, illegal immigration, and a host of other issues. I thought maybe it would take a little bit of time to fill out, said Sophia Tesh, 53, an independent voter from Scottsdale. It took me 35 minutes. Election officials across the state worry that this unusually long ballot could lead to a host of problems on and after Election Day in the key state that could determine the outcome of the presidential election. After Donald Trump narrowly lost Arizona in 2020, he and his allies sought to delay counting of the votes and then certification by the county board as a way to try to avert his defeat. Officials worry that complications or confusion stemming from the two-page ballot could whip up confrontations between voters and election workers and fan false claims of a rigged process in a place where many voters have fervently embraced election falsehoods and skepticism about the democratic process. Election officials' fears include, it will take voters more time than usual to fill out the ballot, which could lead to longer lines at the polls on Election Day. Election officials, along with both political parties, are urging voters to cast their ballots early. Two-page ballots mean there is greater chance of paper jams when voters feed them into a tabulator to be counted. Poll workers have been trained to encourage voters to pause between feeding ballot pages into machines and to de-escalate angry or confused voters. If voters are trying to work quickly or grow tired, the chance for sloppy mistakes increases, including ovals that are not properly filled in or stray markings. Those scenarios could cause vote-counting machines to jam or spit out ballots, prompting poll workers to ask voters to try again, to spoil their ballots and start the voting process over again, or to deposit one or both pages into a secure box to be tabulated at the county's central tabulation center in downtown Phoenix. Some voters might not return both pages, which could feed suspicion about missing ballots or the ballot tracking and verification processes that the county uses. Two pages take longer to count, which could delay results during a delicate time frame. In 2020, it took Maricopa County 10 days to finish counting ballots. This year, it could take 10 to 13 days, officials said. All of this could fuel the misinformation and criticism of the voting system that Maricopa County now experiences each election cycle. In any other state, introducing a second card would not be a big deal, said Charles Stewart III, who directs the MIT Election Data and Science Lab. But in Maricopa County, where election skepticism thrives, he said, the unanticipated, which happens everywhere, is not going to be greeted benignly or with grace. Maricopa County has 2.6 million registered voters, and election officials estimate that as many as 420,000 will vote in person on Election Day. County officials are trying to lessen that number by encouraging voters to cast their ballots early, either by mail or in person at polling locations that opened earlier this month. If they choose to vote in person on Election Day, officials are imploring voters to research candidates and ballot measures ahead of time. They estimate it could take voters on average between 9 and 14 minutes to fill out their ballots, although it will take some people much longer. It's going to take voters a long time to fill out that ballot, so we're encouraging voters to have a plan, said Scott Jarrett, a county elections director. Jarrett is urging voters to research contests ahead of time, to go online and examine personalized samples of what ballots will look like, and to be patient with election workers who are helping to administer a two-page ballot election for the first time since 2006. In spreading this message, officials have found unlikely allies in Trump and other Republicans who had previously attacked voting by mail and machines that tabulate ballots, including Senate candidate Carrie Lake. Campaign mailers from the Arizona Republican Party feature a fist-pumping Trump and recommend that supporters vote early, either in person or by mail. If you have a ballot, return it now, the mailer said. The conservative American Majority Action has left voicemails for Arizona voters that urge them to avoid the nightmare of long lines, a two-page ballot, and all the ballot-counting chaos by voting early. Maricopa County officials said they are prepared for heavy turnout on Election Day and have spent millions of dollars to buy more voting equipment. they set up more voting centers than ever before, hired more workers, and created more work shifts, including on Thanksgiving Day, when votes might need to be recounted in close contests. The Elections Department ran a rehearsal election this summer to test how the system would handle the two pieces of paper. The simulation revealed two key bottlenecks. Voters spent more time filling out ovals in voting cubicles, and tabulation machines snarled if ballots were fed into them too quickly or improperly, Jarrett said. Officials added extra check-in stations, thousands more voting booths, and tabulation machines at popular voting sites to help move voters through, he said. Signs are affixed to tabulators notifying voters that if either ballot page is counted by the tabulator, poll workers are not allowed to print new ballots. Why is the Arizona ballot so long this year? Earlier this year, county officials hoped to squeeze all of the contests onto one sheet of paper. A second sheet became unavoidable after the Republican-controlled state legislature, seeking to work around Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs's veto pen, referred 11 questions to the ballot on issues including illegal immigration and judicial terms. Other citizen-led measures ask voters to enshrine abortion protections in the state constitution and to overhaul future elections with open primaries in which all candidates compete against each other regardless of party affiliation, and the top two advance to the general election. Doubling the number of pages could delay results. Election workers are prepared to process as many as 4.2 million pages of ballots, double the number that they are accustomed to. In addition to hundreds of thousands of voters casting their ballots in person on Election Day, officials expect 350,000 to 500,000 to drop off ballots they received in the mail. The sheer volume of paper, combined with a new law that requires workers to count the number of early ballots dropped off at polling places on Election Day before they can be trucked to downtown Phoenix for votes to be tallied, could delay results. Misinformation and false theories tend to take root in the hours and days after polls close and as all ballots are counted. It always takes days for election workers around the state to process the hundreds of thousands of ballots dropped off at polling locations on Election Day or in the days leading up to it. This year, officials say it could take 10 to 13 days. While that timeline is routine in Arizona because of its popular early voting program, it has provided fodder for those looking to cast suspicion on the system, to seize on anything that seems out of the ordinary. Confusion over Door 3. The seemingly endless ballot means more ink and a greater likelihood for mistakes that could cause vote counting machines to jam or spit out ballots. Poll workers are trained to ask voters to return to polling booths to try again or to deposit one or both pages into Door 3, a slot that drops ballots into secure boxes. Instead of being tallied on the spot by tabulation machines, those ballots are collected by election workers and transported to downtown Phoenix, where votes are counted. In some instances, voters could see their ballots separated, with one page feeding into a tabulator and another being directed to Door 3. Voters, Jarrett said, are able to trust that box. It will be counted. That method of submitting a ballot has been in Maricopa County for more than 30 years, but was attacked by Lake and influential figures in the GOP as untrustworthy during the 2022 midterm elections, when dozens of voting locations experienced machine malfunctions. Voters on the right side of the aisle are primed, as it were, to not want to put it in Door 3, said State GOP Chair Gina Swoboda, who has long urged early voting. My greatest concern is that people are going to come out early on and say, there is a problem, ballots are jamming, they're saying put it in Door 3, they're trying to steal the election. Should those types of scenarios play out around the county, voters watching from afar on social media or on TV might be dissuaded from showing up on Election Day. I'm not willing to lose this election because of that, she said. I am doing radio ads, I'm spending money to tell people, don't get jammed up by Maricopa County, vote early.